T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:14, Tuesday, December 7th, the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, and we'll try to connect with the National World War II Museum to discuss that. Day 100 of the Ida recovery, we'll discuss that with Governor John Bel Edwards when we connect with him in the 9 o'clock hour. Highs of 62 today, some spotty rain around. It is 62 right now, so I would presume we've already reached our high for the day. Then tomorrow, some early showers, highs of 68, and then with the snap of your fingers, it turns warm. Thursday, highs of 80, and then Friday, 82 and Saturday for highs, which is too damned hot for this kind of year. But I guess the only thing you can do is wait till Sunday when it cools off, when another front comes through, and we'll have a high of 58 and then 62 on Monday. A chilly start Sunday night, Monday morning. Lows 36 North Shore, maybe some frost, and 44 on the South Shore. It is always a violent week in the Crescent City, unfortunately, sometimes more so than others. Every Tuesday morning, we talk to Dr. Peter Scharf, adjunct professor and criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, about it. And Peter, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, man. It's a crazy week. We started with Judge Pittman's mother, and then we ended with the shootout at the Ace Hotel.
Yeah, so Judge Pittman's a friend of mine. Judge Pittman's a friend of mine. She's a nice lady, a little bitty lady, a very competent juror, and it just, I can only imagine having your mom just driving around 6:30 in the evening, really, and you look at the video, Peter, it looked like something from Miami Vice or something, with the bullets flying and hitting the fender and everything. And I'm certainly not trying to make light of it, because obviously I'm praying for a mother and their family and everything else. But what were your thoughts when you heard about that?
Yeah, well, more like the Battle of the Bulge. Mm-hmm. The, you know, one, that I have this friend, Earl Williams, minister, married us, my wife and I, and he used to talk about Aunt Rosa. And Aunt Rosa was a maybe mythical lady of the same age who would sit on her porch and would see the young men walk by and yell, "Pull up your damn pants," and would keep them in line and shut your mouth, go to school, that kind of thing. You know, and the idea that she was gunned down in that way just says something about us. You know, have the values changed? At one point, the Aunt Rosa's lovely lady of the world were exempt from this kind of thing. They had a special status, a dignified status. And have we lost any sense of boundaries? And I think the death was symbolic. The other thing is, we had 453 shootings so far in the year, you know, pointing northwards. And, you know, this is a number of people who are, some either will die or are crippled for life or will be hospitalized for a long time. And as we'll talk about in a bit, I hope, you know, what are the costs of this? Do you know what a day in critical care costs at UMC? It's unbelievably expensive. So we're wasting lives. And people who are willing to step forward, we tell people, step forward, make a difference. And if you step forward, maybe you get shot.
Are non-fatal gun injuries, I guess, and this goes to the bigger question about NOPD and statistics, because they are only as accurate as the information you put in. Are they being understated, actually?
Well, not by any design. I think they're really trying. But we count, this is a strange thing, Tommy. We count murders by individuals. We count shootings by incidents. People don't realize that. So if five people are shot in an incident, which happens, that's a one out of five. So by just the way we collect our statistics, and I've yelled and screamed, and others have yelled and screamed about this for years to get it right, we, you know, of, let's say we had 453 shooting incidents. That could be 600, 800 people. We don't know. So we're trying to triangulate that with trauma registry data, which are individuals. But right now, it's difficult to determine exactly how many people are shot in this great city in a year.
It would be pretty simple, it seems to me. If somebody's shot, you just put a little tick in that column, right? If you say it's up 93% in 2021 year to date with 453, and that's just the number of incidents, how many incidents have involved more than one people? So this could be up 200%, right?
We're working on two things, Tommy, that, you know, I think will help straighten the record. One is to really figure out how many people does that involve, and that requires a lot of cross-boundary stuff, and we're trying to work it through. I mean, this is LSU School of Medicine and the police department. You know, the second thing is the cost of an injury. What we know from the research I've done and others have done on gunshot injuries, a non-fatal injury costs way more than a murder. You know, so there are estimates in the millions of dollars of some gunshot injuries, not all. Some can just be graze wounds, that kind of thing, limb wounds. But if, you know, you see these kids in wheelchairs, and worse neurological injuries, you know, and you can live a long time. And that can go into millions of dollars per person. So the two numbers are, I think, how many really are there? And I'm assuming, I don't think there's any deliberate distortion, actually. But, and then the second, what does it cost society? How many chief special ed teachers?
When you say there's no deliberate distortion, it would be so easy to fix. I find that hard to believe. I mean, all you have to do is
create
a spreadsheet. I can't buy that. All you have to do is, you know, I'm not a spreadsheet guy or anything, but just count the number of people shot. How hard is that?
Well, you gotta make sure you can collect the data in an organized, coherent form.
You write the report. How many people were shot? Five people. All right. Then you got five shootings.
I'm
sorry. We can take a break here,
Peter,
but I don't understand how this could be so tough.
I mean, you're right.
And if it's so easy and it's not being done, then I got to believe that there's almost a willful attempt to understate it. You can pick it up here. We come back, 6:21, Tommy Tucker, back in a flash. Time now, WWL traffic. 26 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Tuesday, December 7th, the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, day 100 of Ida recovery. Talking to Dr. Peter Scharf, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, as we do every hour, every Tuesday morning, rather, in the 6 o'clock hour. And I'm already angry because we're talking about non-fatal gun injuries could be understated in that NOPD statistics, because aggravated assault signal 34, which I guess is a shooting, Peter, counted as incidents, not people injured. And let me read this text for you. Come back here. Each shooting or homicide requires its own item number. When you have multiple victims, we do not generate multiple item numbers. But that being said, there's many times when you go to a scene and you know somebody was shot and they're just gone that may or may not report to the hospital. It just seems to me that it's pretty simple. It's like, okay, you're there, what happened? It was a shooting, all right, how many people were shot? Well, if it's four, write down four. If it's six, write down six. How hard can it be?
Well, you know, I think we need to be outraged. I hate to agree with you, Tommy, but we've just
There's nothing wrong with agreeing
far.
With me. I'm a smart guy. I make a lot of sense.
You are. No, you're perceptive. You know, but this issue of getting the numbers straight is so important. You can't solve the problem if you don't understand it. And because of these distortions in our archaic statistical methodology, and it is easy. Computers were, God gave us computers to do this kind of stuff.
Garbage in, garbage out.
But if your reports are incidents, and again, let me give you a so what. There's a standard ratio between fatal shootings and non-fatal shootings that usually is 3 to 5 to 1. We're roughly, you think about 198 murders, which I want to talk about in a second, and 453 shootings. So our ratio, you know, 2.5 to 1, suggests that something's understated. And we're not going to get a hold of this problem until we get very precise public statistics, methodology, data, so that people can make sense of what's going on. The other stunning number is, and I got fussed at by the administration, who didn't like my numbers, but we're going to be above the 201 murders from last year. We're at 198 as of this morning. So, you know, what also didn't happen in 2021 that should have happened. I mean, you know, we've gone through the first COVID wave and Ida, and, you know, that those were, you know, kind of reasons for the increase. But that's leveled out 100 days, as you say, since Ida. You know, and sort of why aren't we seeing a decrease? You know, what should be working?
I think the reason is because COVID working. Had nothing to do with it. But that's just me. You say
I agree with you. I actually agree with you. I really perceptive. You know,
that is postdoc ergo propter hoc. Well, the shootings are up and we had COVID. Therefore, COVID caused the shootings. And you're smarter than that. Everybody's smarter than that. We'll take a break, Peter. Pick it up here when we come back. 6:30 now. We'll talk about the medical cost of gun violence. We'll talk about job losses. We'll talk about the shooting at the Ace Hotel, tourism, etc. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. 6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker with Dr. Peter Scharf, our friend and our guest. Even though we disagree sometimes, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. We're going to talk about the costs of all the shootings that are happening and the drastic increase and murders in a second. But Peter, I wanted to read this text to you because it would seem to me, sure, just as with statistics, if you don't start with the truth, you're going to wind up going nowhere. You're going to wind up with garbage because you don't have enough information, right, to make a decision. And somebody said, right, these shootings, tragic, sad, pathetic, ridiculous. It says everything with the culture of violence and no respect for life. How long do we continue to avoid the very tough, necessary discussion that even begins to approach the solutions to this condition and reject the cheap, ineffective blaming of history or statistics or political group manipulation? Until we begin with that vital, honest discussion, nothing will ever begin to change. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, one, I don't disagree with anything you said this morning, by the way. You know, and I definitely don't disagree with that note, that comment. You know, you've got to get the data straight, or you can't get better. You don't know what to target. You don't know.
And the conversation, Peter, has to be honest too, right? The
exactly.
conversation has
and,
to be
and,
honest.
You know, and this thing that you and I lived through with Richard Pennington, you know, with the march on Gallier Hall, people after the Louisiana Pizza murders had enough. And they said, I mean, they weren't violent or anything. And Mark Morrell, by the way, welcomed them in to Gallier Hall. We all met, and we came up with a Pennington plan and Comstat and a bunch of cool stuff that really had an impact. It took murders from 424 to 159 in 5 years, from 1994 to 1999. And I think we really, you know, we can drift as we're drifting, as the note suggested, and be happy in denial, say things are just getting better every day, or you can get proactive and reinvent our response system. It's not just the police. It's definitely not. The whole system needs to get looked at. And, you know, we've had a lot of committees. I know that. But we have not had a proactive plan. And what I'm thinking about, listening to your note there, is what is 2022 look like, 2023, 2024? If we drift the way we're drifting, you know, you say you're going to fire me once we've solved murder. I don't have any feelings of job insecurity, you know, and WWL.
To be clear.
You know, no, I'm teasing you. But
you're going to get paid. Why would we fire you? You don't get paid.
But it's going to, you know, we're going to be in the same
fire
spot.
A guy working for free.
I know. I love it.
But Peter, let me move on here real quick. About trauma impact among children and the vulnerable, because that's part of the conversation as things like this happen, because it's not just an economic cost, but there's an emotional cost. And it just seems like if young parents are gunned down and their kids see this, well, then does that whole cycle perpetuate itself?
Absolutely. You get this whole idea of second generation violence. And you know, the kids who live in a war zone, how do they grow up? You know, there's several studies I've read recently on the impact of gun violence negatively on school learning. How do you concentrate in school when your friends are getting shot or there's gunshots at night? Gunshots in several neighborhoods, including the one you mentioned this morning with Robin Pittman's mom, are, you know, they're battle zones, and they're gunshots are urban muzak, you know, every night. You know, the kids go to sleep and they hear gunshots, you know, and it's scary, you know, and what really happened? I want to back this issue you're raising into the Ace Hotel. You have two people, both entitled, the customer who we don't know his name, status or anything else, and the valet, who everybody who went down that street knew. Nice guy. And then they're both armed. They're both fearful. They draw on each other, and one person's dead. Is this that uncommon in other neighborhoods? This was special because it was one of the nicest hotels in the city. And but how many of these shootings are variations of this kind of trauma and fear, and people armed with trauma and fear? That's a terrible combination. And a lot of the murders, and you think of the incident in Kenosha as an example, people are paranoid, they're fearful, they're armed, people die.
Well, that's just to take a quick break, Peter. I'm sorry. But when we come back, I want to talk about these vehicles that were hit while people were at the Saints game. And one question I've always had is this like a stepladder where, okay, so you start breaking in the vehicles while people are at Saints games, and then either you advance to something with a gun or you're packing at the time, and then before you know it, you're a shooter and a murderer as well. 651 947 traffic now on WWL. 658, only 2 minutes left with Peter Scharf here on WWL, adjunct professor and criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. I know we're going to have a lot more violent crime next week when we talk, Peter. You know it's going to happen.
But for these people
that had their cars broken into while they were at the Saints game, is that a stepping stone to other crime? Are these people that are breaking into the cars packing, so if they get caught stealing guns out of the cars, what role does that crime, things like that, where does that play in the violent crime and shootings and murders?
Yeah, well, I first of all, that's where I parked. And it used to be like Robin Hood. You felt you were beating the system out of their $20 parking fees. And it's like a little club. Mm-hmm. It's very peaceful. And both at the basketball games and the football games. But there are two theories that are a little different. One is the criminal careers. Do people move from carjacking and breaking into cars and those kind of things to murder? And I think it's pretty rare. What's not rare is what we call broken windows, is the sense of lawlessness. And that's, I think, what has fed all of with the different incidents we discussed this morning, the Judge Pittman's mother's murder and shooting, and also the incident at the Ace Hotel. There's a sense of lawlessness. You can do whatever you want. You can get over, and nothing's going to happen to you. and everybody's doing it. That's really what happens. So you feel, well, everybody's breaking into these cars. And then the other problem is, again, the example of Judge Pittman's mother. If you intervene, who's going to intervene? You see somebody smashing cars in that little enclave.
You're going to get shot. Exactly. And I got you. Peter, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you again next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.